Age is a touchy topic for many Chinese people, from thermal cups with goji berries floating in them to 24 years of age being swept into the age bracket of middle-aged. Middle age has become such a sensitive term for the fragile hearts of many in the year of 2017. So let's talk about this phenomenon, if we can go through some of the events in this year that remind people middle age is a frightening thing.
Well, yes, indeed. The year 2017 had seen the issue of age being brought up and debated on the internet many times. So there was a story, an old article on midlife crisis by Xinhua Daily Telegraph, a daily newspaper of Xinhua News Agency. So it got posted and heatedly discussed online March 2017. And the article said, young people should be at the age of 15 to 24 years old based on the sense of happiness. And this concept was backed by a message posted on the official Weibo account of the United Nations on May the 4th, 2016, last year's Youth Day. So many internet users were unhappy about the statement and complained, are those born in the 1992 middle-aged people? Well, those born in the 1992 is 25 years old of age.
And I can't believe that's been considered as old middle-aged. And also there was this middle-aged woman being born in 1988 that got a lot of traffic on social media.
Yeah.
Yes, and a 34-year-old mom, as singer Zhao Lei said that his mom gave birth to him at the old age of 36, and I think that was written into the lyrics as well. I sense there's a level of misogyny to some extent. And also, yeah, my favorite one, guys with the thermal cup, the goji berries or the wolf berries that's floating in them, that's been a signature of middle age.
Is that just guys? Because I just bought a thermal cup.
You're okay.
Yeah,
it's just guys.
Well, certainly, that is the part I don't really understand. Why is the thermal cup the signature item as someone who's considered as middle-aged?
Really? I don't think it's just any thermal cup. I think it's the clear glass thermal cups where you can clearly see what's going on inside.
The red berries.
Yeah, the berries, red berries. And actually, when I first got to China, because, of course, I'm not Chinese, I was told, like, if you see a guy walking around with those clear glass thermal cups, you know they're a little bit older.
Yeah, I think so, because I think traditionally you would look at Chinese young men as those daredevils who don't care about physical well-being, whereas women or girls, they could start at an early age to drink those chrysanthemum tea or jasmine tea.
Well, there's one thing, okay? Flowers are pretty, and when you can drink them in tea, it's kind of a nice thing to do. And here with the thermal cup, I'll give you a little bit of background here. That is, I think, also one of the reasons why this became like a big deal on social media this year was because the man that was spotted holding the thermal cup, he used to be a rock star in his youth.
Oh.
He's the drummer of the rock band Black Panther, 黑豹乐队, and I've listened to some of their songs. So once you see this guy in his prime, in the old days when he was this cool young person and rebellious and producing all these songs that's almost anti-establishment, well, that's sort of part of what rock music is about, and now he's mellowed a lot and he's holding the thermal cup. And you know what, just a couple of months ago we got the news of middle-aged people losing jobs. I mean, that's really, That's distraught for a lot of people.
Well, that was just a very extreme example, I think. A 39-year-old Fang Yong, working at a domestic tech news website, Working in charge of a department in AMAP, that was a map service provider. Anyway, he was in the district of, in the business of information technology. He lost his power in the department of the adjustment of the company's organizational structure 1 year ago. So he quitted his job and spent 9 months looking for a new job. I think that was extreme case because, well, there was no way he couldn't find a job within the 9 months. The only thing is he couldn't find a job that satisfied his demand or his requirement to sustain a very decent living. Like, yeah. Already he has started a family. Maybe the whole family is depending on his income. For him to start anew in a different post, in a new company, well, it's going to be difficult. So he spent so long.
Well, I think that's just personally because he is actually in the domestic tech. He's in technology, which of course rapidly develops all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, we shouldn't compare. Personally, my view over this whole sensitive about age is it seems like there's no category in between youth and middle age. I figure youth as someone under 20 and then just an adult, a regular adult. Because for me, you know, 40 is the new 30. I feel like we're getting older, we're living longer. So why worry so much about your age? I think it really comes out of a lot of social pressure.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very, very good point. And also Ryan Price, our roundtable rock star, he always says, 30 is the new 20. There's nothing I should worry about. Well, maybe I just attached that into what he said. Sorry about that, Ryan. Didn't mean to. And so 40 is the new 30 kind of thing.
Well, is that an American thing? I remember being in a taxi once in China, and I kind of, you know, they have the whole issue of leftover women. And while I was in this taxi, I was talking to the driver, and I mentioned, you know, he asked me many questions, like, where are you from? How old are you? Are you single? I said, oh, I'm 27. I'm single. No. And he said, wow. Wow, you're so old.
Oh.
You know, do you even have a boyfriend? I have a cousin. I'll introduce you because
Aww.
You're just so old.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
So when you have social pressure like this, meanwhile, my family back home, though, my mom is saying, don't get married until you're 30. Like, you're too young. Mm-hmm. 30 is the new 20.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think it makes a lot of sense for women these days with, more and more women getting higher education and multiple degrees, a lot of the time when you graduate, you're already above the age of 25 and you need to work for a few years, right? And then possibly settle down later on. And then, when you look at the numbers, it makes total sense that 30 is the new 20 and, you know, we just push back every decade of age accordingly. But what's expected for you to achieve, or what the social pressure it seems that is given to you by older folks, that hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that there's this mismatch of reality and maybe expectation or social pressure.
I think there are two origins of social pressure here, which makes it even worse. I mean, for that traditional perspective coming from elder generation, thinking that maybe young women at the age of 27 is too old, I mean, that kind of social pressure is going to ease off as China's population rapidly urbanize, and when these old ideas die out, that's going to change. But the other origin of social pressure comes from the younger people. Young people born at the moment, young people born in the 1980s, in the 1990s. Those are the mainstay of China's internet and social network.
Mm-hmm.
And their perspective sort of dominates the online discourse. In their opinion, I believe, they're looking at people relatively older than them as old people. I remember a very typical example. About 10 years ago, when I was still in college, I read a post online. So the blogger wrote about her story. Like, she overheard a young couple fighting in the public. And the young female part of that argument said, fine, you just go back to your old woman born in 1989.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
So that was 10 years ago. Huh? A young girl born in 1989 was just 18 years old. And to that young girl in the fight, in her perspective, 18 years old is already old.
Well, the thing is, when you're 18, I remember when I was 18, 25 seemed so old.
Mm-hmm.
30, I'm like, would I still be alive when I am that age? But when later on, as you grow older, that changes as well. And there's also an interesting sentiment that seems to be lurking there. That is, when it comes to relationships and things, or maybe there's a, I don't know, general understanding of some people. That is, when you're dating and you're a woman, the younger gives of age gives you more advantage.
Yeah, it gives you power, for sure.
Yeah.
But I do think, going back to what you were saying about, you know, when you're young, you really think that people just 3 or 4 years older than you are so old. Well, who are the main people? Who is the main age group on the internet now? I think the main age group is 18 to 24-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So especially in China, I feel like Chinese internet population, more and more younger people are discovering the internet, getting on the internet regularly on Weibo and social media platforms. And I would know, since I work a lot mm-hmm. with the social media platforms. And of course, these 18 to 24-year-olds, they think 30 is just ancient.
And then when you think about 40, which is usually also, I think that's a standard perception on what's middle age, and that just seems so far away. And actually, there is some stats that can back us up on the makeup of Chinese internet users. That is, a recent survey found that 73% of internet users in China are aged between 10 to 39. So you get those younger people who are thinking, what would my life be like when I'm 30 or 40? And then you get those folks who are maybe approaching 40 and think, wow,
my life is getting difficult.
I don't know what's in front of me, what to expect. Or it seems like there's just a lot of work, a lot of pressure that's mounting in front of you, kind of thing.
So what do you think a midlife crisis is like in China? Let me ask you too.
Well, it's a relatively new term, I believe, and also populated by movies and TV series. I mean, a lot of new directors, young directors, they've just come into the concept of genre films. And midlife crisis is obviously a prevalent genre in movie making, right?
Yeah, well, you've got the coming of age films. So about this young aspiring boy or girl trying to find a direction in life and going through a series of interesting adventures. And then also you've got the midlife crisis kind of movie that's, my stereotypical impression is about some middle-aged guy, probably got fired or something, and then carrying this big stomach, probably due to too much of beer drinking or something, and not keeping yourself, your weight in check and all that stuff. And that kind of stereotypical view, I think has something to, has actually produced another interesting piece of news, I suppose, this year. That was towards the end of this year. There was greasy middle-aged people, and that was all over social media again.
I'm sure that's from the perspective of young people born in the 1990s.
So I guess we've actually hit the nail on the head, which is, if you really want to stay out of that category, if you have a lot of anxiety about being old, you know, that way, maybe you can just keep yourself fit, keep striving for your dreams, and keep, you know, trying to be young, go with the times, go with the flow, change when change is happening. If you're not on a lot of social media platforms, why not, you know, open up those social media platforms and actually try to be young? Because I don't think it's all about looking young, it's about feeling young.
Yeah, that's a very good point. But also you get the young people, some young people possibly saying, oh, such a corny thing, my mom joining the Facebook or having a Weibo account. I don't know.
WeChat account.
Well, having a WeChat is a little different, though, because that's a necessary communication tool these days.
No, you have no idea, because young people in China, they're not using WeChat. They're using QQ, Tencent QQ.
Oh,
because
really?
The parents will be using WeChat. They don't want to be using the same app. Same software.
Well, I'm lumped into the parents category already without a child. Yeah. So, Jessica, that's interesting, though, one thing you mentioned. That is, we seem to assume the younger the better. like when you are older, then you need to do things so you can feel young or seem young. Don't you think that is also a little bit maybe
offensive?
Ageist kind of way of looking at things. I mean, but I know a lot of people share that kind of outlook on things. Do you think that's a little problematic?
I feel like this is all about self-acceptance, right? Because, of course, as you grow older, if you're totally okay walking around with your clear thermos cup and goji berries, or, you know, going to Guangchangwu, dancing
in
the square as a, you know, an older lady, I love going dancing. I'm not even ashamed to admit it. I would love to go square dancing. But, of course, that lumps me into a category. But if you're completely okay with that, then why not embrace it?
Yeah, you'll be the dancing queen on that square. I'm sure you will be. Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing, because everybody's going to grow old.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to grow a few gray hairs and have those lines on your face, more or less. How do we get more comfortable with the aging process and also the adding pressure from family? You'd have probably kids. If not, you'd have parents that you need to look after. How do we deal with it?
Well, my reaction, well, is maybe a little negative. My reaction is to throw away my cell phone and just resign, or to log off my social networking from all kinds of social networking websites. I don't even have a Weibo account now. So, but honestly, it depends on how you look at yourself. I mean, how old is old? My grandpa is in his 80s, and just a week ago, he paid a visit to all his relatives in the province, in my hometown, in Jiangxi province. He visited his hometown, he visited my grandma's hometown, and he also visited a brother of his in a neighboring province, and he did this all alone, only with my grandma. At an age of 70-something. So they two old men doing this, traveling, having a good time. I mean, that's just fine. I don't think that's old for him. And also my father, about the age of 60, I think he's in a better physical condition than I am. So he's enjoying. So what I'm saying is the senior members of my family, they're still enjoying their lives. They're still leading a very active life. So, and also they don't have very high expectations on me.
Well, I think there's a point in positive thinking. So like him you're referring to, I feel like, you know, he doesn't have any fears about traveling around, right?
No.
So it's, again, about feeling young. You don't have to strive to be youthful, but you do have to go with the times, change. Don't feel like, oh, I'm old, I shouldn't be doing whatever. You know, you should always say, if I'm able, if I'm capable, why not? You know, I can go travel. I'm able.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't always think about, oh, well, I'm too old or I can't do this, because then maybe you're kind of pronouncing that on yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you really want to try and get up and do what you're able to do and continue to strive for your dreams and just, you know, do what you're capable of.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But the thing is, older folks are not being targeted here. It's the middle-aged group. And the difficult thing is, it's even hard to define what middle-aged is. As you guys have mentioned, you know, with some horribly erroneous definition, those in their 20s are being categorized as middle-aged, and of course the 40s, possibly 50s to some extent, you know, people would still say that, you know, you're middle-aged. But why did these folks get the brunt kind of thing?
Well, I feel like you mentioned one woman who was born in 1988,
yeah,
who was classified as middle-aged. And I want to put that into context, because actually it was a media report, and it was actually of a North Korean man holding a passport under the name of Kim Chol was murdered at Kuala Lumpur Airport in February of 2017. And it mentioned one of the two suspects was a middle-aged Asian woman. And later they found out she was born in 1988. So I have to say, like, that's terrible. But at the same time, we don't know what this woman looked like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that the worst? Like, I mean, there is a thing, you know, depending on how you dress or depending on what you look like, if we don't actually know the date you're born, you could be classified as younger or older. I know when I go out, I get a wide range of guesses. Like, oh, I don't know if they're being polite.
But you're
like,
18.
Oh, yeah, you're so young. And then others are like, oh, how old are you?
Never ask that question. Well, one thing, it could also be terrible reporting, that maybe the reporter just got the
facts wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was the account of an eyewitness. No, regular people aren't trained to observe people so closely. They can't really tell how old people are.
Especially of other nationalities.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe there is some degree of self-deprecating humor as well with all these reports or just social media posts all over the place. And sometimes they don't really paint the truth, but maybe sometimes it's like, yeah, I'll agree to that, but there's this comfort, I guess, in just saying, yeah, but I agree to that title, but I'm doing not so bad. Or maybe there's also the sentiment that the middle-aged folks with the kids or teenagers that they need to look after, and parents getting older and thinking about, you know, paying for your monthly mortgage. Oh, I can't even go on. And those things really touch a sensitive nerve for people.
Well, an inspiration from my family is that don't worry about how old you look. Start taking care of your body as early as possible. That way, when you're old, you still get to enjoy the excitement of life.
Yes, well, that's one thing to bear in mind.